terminer une conférence. Avant de passer à la soirée ici, j'inviterai deux personnes à monter sur la scène pour dire quelques mots. So thank you very much to both of you. This is a wonderful project. So I'll invite Lily de Grandpré, who is the co-chair of the MISC Board of Trustees, and Desiree McGraw, who is honorary conference co-chair, to say a few words in closing. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
So much. Another fantastic presentation. It really has been such a marvelous experience to serve as honorary co-chair of this conference. And over the past 2 days, I think we really have seen some of Canada's leading minds in the fields of environment, culture, the economy, politics, journalism, and more truly come together to discuss and debate what oil and petroculture mean for Canada. And as someone who's devoted much of my own professional life to the environment and sustainable development, I don't think there's ever been a better or more important time to have this conversation than we're having today, these last couple of days. And so I really want to salute the McGill Institute for the Study of Canada for its decision to host this really important conference. I hope that everyone here today is leaving with at least one new idea or perspective on this complex issue, and hopefully you're leaving with many new ideas. I know I am. I know I've taken many notes. I feel a renewed sense of energy for the causes that I'm committed to. I also think this says something tremendous about who we are as Canadians, that we are able to bring so many diverse perspectives together to discuss such a heated topic. And that we were, as a general rule, able to do so in an open and respectful manner. And as long as I think we can keep this discussion going, we can create the space for understanding and for cooperation to grow. And hopefully we can create the conditions that will allow us to truly move forward. I'm looking forward to seeing how this conference will help shape dialogue about petroculture in this country in the coming months and, in fact, in the coming years. And I think all of us here today are lucky to have been part of it. It's been such a pleasure for me and an honor to work with Will and Susan and Liz and the entire MISC team, totally professional, completely dedicated, and dedicated to democracy and debate here in Canada. So with that, I'd like to turn over the stage to Madame Lily de Grandpré for some final words. Merci et bonne fin de semaine.
Alors, c'est à moi que revient le mot de la fin comme coprésidente de MISC avec mon amie Denise Chong. Je voudrais dire merci à tous les participants. C'est sûr qu'une conférence comme ça, c'est un succès quand les gens qui viennent parler sont respectueux, s'écoutent, entendent des idées qu'ils n'auraient peut-être pas eues, comme a dit Désirée. And so I'd like to thank all of you for being here. I'd like to thank also, and I know you've done it, Désirée, but I've been working with Will, who's on sabbatical technically, to prepare this conference, and the work he's put in it is absolutely fantastic. But it couldn't have been done without Elisabeth Faure, who I want to name particularly, and Joanne Bilodeau, who's a tireless worker at MISC. We're so fortunate to have her team, and merci Joanne, parce que sans toi, jamais on serait capable de faire ça. Alors, at MISC, we're obviously dedicated to presenting controversial subjects. We'll continue to do so. We're not afraid of it, as long as people listen to each other, hear each other, and learn from each other. Merci, on vous invite à passer pour prendre un verre à la fin de la journée, et c'est un grand plaisir de vous accueillir une autre fois cette année.